Today's topic, yeah, one I see over and over again with the women that I coach. It's all about the lies we believe about ourselves, and I want to talk about the truth that actually is going to set us free. If you had to take anything away from today's episode, I want you to know this, is that what you believe about yourself will either keep you bound or set you free. And God's truth is really the key to transformation. Today, I just want to talk about where these lies come from, how they affect you, and how to replace them with truth that actually heals. I want you to know too that life doesn't have to feel this overwhelming. I believe that with the right support, you can break free from those negative thought patterns, really calm the mental chaos, get unstuck, reconnect with the peace of God, even when life is painful. Because if you've ever thought, why do I keep overthinking everything? How do I move forward when I feel so stuck? Why does it feel like I'm never enough no matter how hard I try? Or where's God in the middle of all this pain? I want you to know that's why I'm offering a free 20-minute consultation. It gives us a chance to talk through these things for you to feel heard and to really start uncovering what's holding you back. There's no pressure. It's just a real conversation between me and you and a gentle step forward. Something that's going to give you hope and a plan that we together create and agree on for you to begin getting unstuck and starting your healing journey. So click the link in the show notes, book your free 20-minute consult today, because you don't have to stay stuck forever. Freedom can start literally today. Have you checked in with yourself in a while? Like, when is the last time that you've thought something good about yourself? I don't know about you, but I see it all the time with my one-on-one coaching clients. And even I've seen this in my own life where it's easy to just coast downhill and to think of everything wrong with you and to start to just carry these beliefs. And then we don't even realize it, but these beliefs, we start looking to affirm them. And we start affirming these beliefs, they start to become our behavior. And sometimes the lies that we actually believe about ourselves didn't even begin with us. They were formed in these moments where people hurt us, where we felt vulnerable, hurt, confused. And, you know, we develop these core beliefs, these deep-rooted assumptions about ourselves, because we hear these repeated messages from early on in life. Now, I know for me, man, I used to hear all the time, one, you just wait till you grow up and you're going to realize how hard things are. And so that caused me to create some core promises to myself where I was going to do whatever I could to not live up to the standard that was set before me. And so I kind of just felt like, well, maybe this is the way life is. Like, it has to be this hard. It has to be like, I have to struggle like this. I have to work 3 or 4 jobs. And just mentally, I was exhausted and I was trying to prove myself. And then I go into adulthood, and even now, a lie that often will come for me is just, you are not enough and you're too much. So it's like this combination lie where it's like, well, you're not enough here, but you're also too much here. And you know, you ask too many questions and you're to this or you're to that. But then it's also, well, you're not enough over here. And if I'm not careful to put those, you know, lies, those thought processes in its proper position, it can easily dictate how I show up in my life, right? If I believe I'm not good enough and too much, it's going to want to cause me to shrink and to hide. So maybe your beliefs, though, they might sound like, I'm not good enough. I'm too much. I always mess things up. I have to earn love. This is a big one that I see with my coaching clients, especially if you struggle asking for help, recognizing your own needs, or a people pleaser. You might believe the lie that you're a burden. And so even recognizing that you're a human that has needs, that even feels like too much, because you don't want to be a burden to somebody else. And this could have came just from a critical parent or a teacher, rejection from friends and family, maybe abuse or neglect. Even church experiences can distort our view of God's grace and of ourselves. And these lies can quickly shape kind of our identity. And our identity narrative is really that story that you tell yourself about who you are over and over. And the tricky part is that even if your mind knows God's truth, because you could probably quote scripture to me, tell me stories about God, but it's your body and your emotions that may still react as if the lie is true. And this is why I always say this, is that it's not just about quoting scripture. We don't put Band-Aids on and then put ointment. We have to be willing to confront the things that we believe and go to God and scripture with that. It's this both and. It's not either or. It's open hands going to God and saying, here's the struggle. Here's this lie. So we need to engage both with our hearts and our nervous system in the process of healing. We have to know, what does the Bible say about us? Why does it matter? John 8:32, then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So notice that freedom just doesn't come from hearing the truth, but from knowing it. In the original Greek here, the word know means intimate knowledge. So that means that we have to personally encounter and experience it. So it's not about just like, okay, I'm going to quote the scripture. I'm going to quote it. Not this like religious repetition. It's about a relational restoration with God. And I know that might feel foreign to you, or you've kind of just been told like pray more, or it sounds like you just need to trust God. Like a lot of my clients will come to me saying that this is what somebody told them when they were struggling. Oh, it just sounds like, you know, you're not trusting God, or you need to have more faith, or insert some kind of religious duty that ignores the reality of what they're going through. And sometimes I have to take a step back from scripture, not that we ignore it, not that we pretend it's not there, but to address their heart issues of the things that they're struggling with. Even in myself, when I'm going through something hard, it is easy sometimes for me to want to pull back from the word because I feel offended by God and I put on these judgments towards him. And then I start believing lies about myself. So we do have to know the truth though. Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Isaiah 43:1, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. So we know just by these few scriptures that we are chosen, we're not rejected, we are redeemed, we're not ruined, we're not this broken person constantly. Most importantly, that we are his and we're not worthless. But if we don't believe that deeply, it won't shape how we live. And if you listen to last week's episode, if we're not careful, our pain will shape our theology. And most importantly, what happens to us can begin to affirm that identity narrative. We'll start believing what other people are telling us more than what God is saying about us. As you know, I'm all about making it practical. So let's talk about how to make this practical as far as how to identify and replace the lies. Let's talk about this simple three-step process that I walk through personally with my coaching clients when untangling some lies. Step one, we have to name the lie. We actually have to know what we're believing because sometimes we're overwhelmed with all of our emotions, but we have to get down to the bottom of it. We need to ask ourselves, what is the negative belief I repeat silently? Example, you know, like I said, I'm not enough and I'm too much all at the same time. I actually have to know what it is that I'm believing and name it. Because that helps me to move through it and work through it versus just maybe certain emotions that are the fruit of the belief. So this often comes out the most, maybe when you make a mistake, you feel like somebody rejected you, you face pressure. We just want to write it down. So you want to identify your automatic negative thoughts. And this is the first step to really changing your belief system. It's going to come with repetition, of course, and we're just going to address the three things though, the three steps to help us get there. Number two, or step two, I should say, is trace the root. So we need to ask ourselves this question in this step. Where did I first learn to believe this? Was it in a moment, a repeated message? Was it a trauma or an incident in my life? We want to bring the origin, the root to light, because that takes power away from it. It gives you the ability to give yourself compassion for why you even began believing it in the first place. I can't tell you how many kind of like revelations, ahas that my clients have had in these breakthrough moments of recognizing, oh, like this is why I believe this way. I've never really thought of it before. And that gives us this like starting point to begin to move forward. Because now we can start to learn to be kind to ourselves. Now we can start to be compassionate toward ourselves, because a healthy relationship with ourselves starts with a healthy relationship with God. Step three, we want to replace the truth and put this into practice. So we do want to go to scripture and find what God says instead. So if we believe a lie that I'm unwanted, Ephesians 1:4 says, I am chosen by God. Philippians 1:6 says, God is not done with me. If you believe the lie that you're always going to be a failure, if you believe the lie that you have to be perfect to be loved, Romans 5:8 says, God's love is not based on your performance. So we don't want to just say it, okay? We need to practice it. We need to rewire our brain through repetition, meditation, declaration. Because when we look at this from a neuroscience standpoint, every time you choose a truth over a lie, you are building a new neural pathway. And that's called neuroplasticity. It's your brain's ability to rewire. That's the good news, is that you might have been thinking one way for a really long time. And the good news is that even though you've been thinking one way, your brain's ability to rewire, you can start to think differently. Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Remember, it's not that you are renewed your mind, it's renewing, it's active, it's ongoing. So renewing equals this ongoing process, and it's worth it. So step one, name the lie. Step two, trace the root. Step three, replace it with truth, but put it into practice. We actually have to start living what we believe, because right now we might be living out our lies. We might be shrinking back, holding back, shutting down, not showing up. That's us living out the lie. We're practicing the lie. So now we just have to start practicing the truth. You're not stuck. Your pain doesn't get the final word. And the lies that once ruled your life, they don't have to run you anymore. It took me many years to figure out that I had a choice in the matter. Like, I didn't just have to believe every thought, every lie that even to this day, because like I'm always learning. Like, I am still growing. I am still healing, just like you. And I have to catch myself, even on a regular basis, when things feel hard or I'm going through something hard or transition or change, how easy the lies come in to keep me stagnant, to keep me safe versus challenging, and knowing that God is good. So God's truth is what sets us free, but not just in theory, it's in practice. So today, name one lie, replace it, declare it, repeat it, because healing is a process and you're not walking this alone. If this episode helped you, I'd love for you to just share it with a friend, leave a review so that other women can discover this truth too. You are not what your trauma says you are, what your pain says you are, what your lies have said that you are. And that, friend, is the truth that sets you free, because you are who God says you are. Keep renewing, keep believing, and keep walking in truth. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.